With no end in sight to the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians, there's growing pressure on the governments of Egypt and Jordan to sever relations with Israel. There have been daily anti-Israel protests in many Arab capitals, the most violent occurring in Cairo and Amman. Nabil El-Sharif is editor of the Al-Dastur newspaper in Amman, Jordan. How likely is it that Jordan will cut ties with Israel or at least expel Israel's ambassador?
Yes, of course, there is a lot of pressure in Jordan by the people to take this step. And I think in all objectivity, it is a step that should be taken just to express some of the anger that the Arab people feel against the atrocities committed by Israel. But in real terms, in real politics, the government will hesitate to take such a step because it will pay an economic price if it does so. The Jordanian economy is a weak economy. It's dependent on foreign aid to a great extent, especially aid from the United States and the other donor countries. Also, Jordan feels that it can use this channel of communication with the Israelis in the service of the Palestinians to relay messages that call on Israeli leaders to stop this act of aggression against the Palestinians.
What about these protests? Are they likely to have any impact?
Well, of course, it's all an open question. How far will Israel go on in its war against the Palestinians? Will it harm Yasser Arafat physically? Will it commit massacres? So if this happens, then naturally there is going to be a backlash in the Arab street. There will be many protests in Jordan and elsewhere, and probably at that point the government will not be able to contain the situation except by taking measures of severing relations and expelling the ambassador.
How is Arafat regarded in Amman and in the Arab world in general?
Well, the irony, of course, is that Israel's siege of Arafat has boosted his standing in the Arab world, and he's now viewed as an Arab hero, not only in Ramallah or in Palestine, but in all Arab capitals. Before this siege happened, Arafat was viewed as probably not a good leader, as a leader who's giving in to Israeli pressure, as a leader who signed the Oslo Accords, which did not give back all the Palestinian lands and rights. But now, really, his standing has improved dramatically.
Is there a feeling he can eventually negotiate his way out of the crisis?
No, I don't think we have passed that point already. Nobody is going to negotiate under fire, especially Yasser Arafat. He has, of course, been in similar situations in the past, and he has not surrendered then, and we don't think that he will surrender now.
And the Bush administration's handling of the situation, how's that perceived in Arab capitals?
It is perceived quite negatively, because the Bush administration, in the first months, in office refused to take any action on the Palestinian question and decided just to watch things without interfering. In the months that followed, the position of the Bush administration is viewed as totally biased towards Israel and even as being overly supportive of Israel without being able to see the other point of view. And now they're calling on Arafat to take more measures to curb what is called violence. But the irony, of course, is that Arafat is locked in a room without electricity, without water. So how can a person in such conditions take any action?
Nabil El-Sharif is editor of the Al-Dastur newspaper in Amman, Jordan.